This is March 7th, New Grand View Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, 2010. It is 8:30 a.m. Hawaii time. Carolyn with JWNI on. Number 256. Reading number 256. Thank you. And welcome, Ion.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's been so long since I've done a reading, I didn't remember to remember it.
It's all right. Just makes a nice focus flow when you're starting to look for it again.
Yeah.
So what's up for you in your physicality today?
Oh, man. Well, let's get into some non-physical by talking about the second half of Relax and Allow. We've been pretending on our cash flow and on private readings that we have this dynamic already for people, so let's create it.
Oh, well, it actually is already for them. We're just catching it up. Here's what happened. You had all the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
You had it all stirred together, but you had to give a little space to allow it to gel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no different than letting the fruit ripen a bit before you chop it up for a fruit salad.
Very good.
But the fruit salad's ready. So what you want to know?
Well, when you talk to people about relax and allow, and then say, well, do you really know what relax is, and do you really know what allow is, then usually what we do is go and look at the dictionary definition of these words and find out they're really not anything like what we think they are.
That's correct, and that becomes the dynamic sometimes. Like time becomes that false premise that you start then having knee-jerk reactions regarding because it's not going the way you want it to go. When you really have exited or applied a meaning to a word that non-physical responds to that you don't even understand that you're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
So in relax, you got that down thoroughly, and there may be a few more words to help clean that up. You've had very engaging, interesting clients of late that have drawn even further out some of the fresher leading edge,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
which has been delicious. And so you're probably going to want to look at some of those for a bit of excerpting as they apply to individual human creators from their place of asking. But let's start with your allow and find out what your looky box says it is.
Okay. Then I have Merriam-Webster up here.
Love her. Not as much as Noah, but she's so sweet.
I know. And the etymology is Middle English from the Anglo-French.
Oh, now, easy.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to the words.
Mm-hmm.
Middle English.
Middle
that
kingdom.
That might apply to a kingdom.
Middle kingdom.
May it not?
Ah, very cute.
They are even so cheeky, they give it away.
Interesting, yeah. And it goes on and into Middle French, which I've never really noticed a Middle French before. So it says Middle English from Anglo-French, allurer, A-L-U-E-R. And A-L-O-U-E-R, which means to place, apportion, allow, and from Middle French, allocare. And they tell you to go on to allocate for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then as a transitive verb...
No, wait. We like allocate. Remember that one. We'll go back to it, but don't let that one too far away. But
okay.
Go ahead.
And then it's a transitive verb, and it's... The 1A definition is to assign as a share or suitable amount, bracket, as of time or money. And examples: allow an hour for lunch. 1B, to reckon as a deduction or an addition. Or example, allow a gallon for leakage. 2A, this is from the chiefly southern and midland, to be of the opinion. And then they have think as an alternate. To be.
Isn't that delicious?
Yeah, allow and think.
Now running, there's a little bit more, but if you want to take a breather, let's play with that from your standpoint, because here's what we know.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get this, it won't be got.
Mm-hmm.
So let's make sure you get it.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think that means, other than just regurgitating the weeds?
Well, if allow is an alternate of think, then kind of allowing your thoughts, thinking your thoughts are allowing things to happen. Your thinking is creating and allowing. Your thinking is creating and allowing. Go ahead.
But if thinking is allowing, so your thoughts are thinking? If allow means think, are you saying that your thoughts are thinking?
Your thoughts are more just occurring.
Well, but that's by default. That's not the way thoughts work.
Mm.
They occur, but you have to propagate them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, now we don't want to put words in your mouth, because then you get crossways with us. So we want to stay on the beaten path.
Right, right.
In an example-less reality.
Yeah.
So you get it.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying is, if that looky box says that allow is a thought, and if you allow thought, so that must, is that saying then that thoughts think?
Well, the equivalent is think. So, yeah, I jumped from think to thought. So,
well,
think is a verb, so we've gotten into thought, which is more of a noun. So that
that's why we pick on that, because see, the verbs can twist you about. That's
right.
Why we always lay back into the nounage.
Right.
Which is not a problem, but it's so interesting, because when you think about this, it's almost like an esoteric detail that everyone's let go of.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They even are cheekily now, yes, Ion, I know, relax and allow, relax and allow, relax and allow. I don't know what it means, but I'm doing the best at it that I can, and you're non-physical, so great. If I hear that relax and allow one more time, I'm good.
Right.
Well, now you can see they were pushing against relax and allow, and they don't even know what it means. Because now allow, by your standards, says thought or think.
Think. Right.
So, if you allow thought, you think thoughts, so therefore the thoughts must think?
I don't know that.
Well, that's why we're asking, because that's the point.
Uh-huh.
If thoughts think, how does that include or preclude an outcome? Going back to what you know and have already told us, allow means.
If thoughts think, then, yeah, well, you already said it. It's you're doing it by default, because you're not taking control of your action or manifestation. You're not.
And it still comes,
right.
But it's by default.
Right. But so what you're getting at is if allow is think, then it's good for people to know what they're thinking.
Well, yes, and not from the standpoint of controlling their thoughts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that means that if thoughts think, and we say relax and allow, and allow is thinking, then you should be able to think your thoughts rather than having your thoughts think.
Yeah, right.
Now you're saying right, but we got to clean that up a little bit because they're going to rip that up because that's too much sugar for a dime. But that's you see what's laying out here. It's starting to form. Oh gosh, we said no examples.
It's okay. I'm good. I'm okay.
Okay. If you take water and you put it in your meat box in the cold part, you think that that water will change. And it will freeze.
If you put it in the freezer part of your meat box?
Yes. That's the cold part, yes.
Okay.
And so therefore, you think the thought. And then if that is what your desire is, then you can, at that point, allow the water to change to ice.
Yeah, I get it. Right.
Okay. Now, that was very simple. And we didn't want to jump into a great big dynamic of turning a cruise ship or, you know, 10 feet of snow or some gibberish because we didn't, you know what I'm saying, we didn't want you to get too far out there. We want to keep it really easy.
So is this like when you say being in alignment with any action you take, it's also being in alignment with any thought you think?
Well,
is it or it's not?
Yes. But that's a pretty big step if you're a long way from it.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only reason that we would say, if you're close in proximity vibrationally, yes. But if you decide tomorrow that you think that you would like to enjoy being the Queen of England, that's a pretty big step, because then you got to deal with what do we do with the sitting queen, how do we broach the monarchy, you see, but it's still just as true as what you're saying, but the dynamic then in your allowing system, those rules and regulations, then takes the thunk thought that you allow and puts it into a process. And that's why we stop, and we don't want to corrupt your words, I mean your recording, but we'll give little examples that you'll understand. It's like when some little bit of contrast comes into your world, and this is general, and then all of a sudden you find a way to relax. We kind of already done what that means, so we'll leave that at bay, but then you allow. Which means the outcome you provide space for. And that's why we jokingly say when there's a plan B, we'll just forget all the others and just go on with plan B because that's what you're looking for. Or someone will lose something and they say, Ion, where is it? And we say, we know exactly. Well, can you tell us? Yes, it'll be the last place you look. Because you're providing it. Now, think about how empowering this is when you really think about it. What if you want something in your world in a dynamic that's not in your world yet? And we say relax and allow. Well, Bob thinks, and we love Bob, and we know Bob's probably the brightest bulb in the chandelier with you controlling the switch and understanding dynamics and going places that no man's ever gone before. Fabulous and wonderful. But when you take this context of the words to allow, all of a sudden it's as though you're clearing a space for it. Now, if you're clearing a space for it to arrive, then what happens when the truck comes and they start unloading, there's a space allowed for it.
Right.
Now, that's action. And we say don't take action until you've asked and answered the question, is it the fastest path to your joy? But if it is, and you've relaxed regarding it, and now you're to the stage of allowing, that's a next step. It's a two-part compound injection of notion.
The two parts being relax and then allow, or in the allowing two parts?
No. The obvious answer is yes, the latter is the case, but let's just leave it as mm-hmm. compound of relax and allow.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because they are conjoined by the conjunction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But is that one thing? Is it salt and pepper?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it first you salt the meat and then you pepper the meat?
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference, you see. Mm-hmm. One gives an order of progression. The other includes both.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there is that dynamic. Bob would love that, because then the McLuhanites would be all ratified again. So that's all good. But
we're
getting back to the dynamic of to allow as two parts. First part relax, second part allow.
Mm-hmm.
Now we just cleaned it up where those can be done simultaneously, but that's not what we're addressing right this second. We're trying to get to the details of allow.
Now, and in that, I want to ask, when you talk about allowing space, where is that space?
Depends on what you're allowing. If you're going to allow a wonderful meal to be served on your table, then you might clear the table so that you allow the table to be set, make room for. Okay, what if it's manifesting money? You make room for it. You allow it to come into your experience. So, therefore, you make space. Now, sometimes it might be in your mind.
Yeah, that's where I was wondering.
It was, but we knew that, but we want to get it down to the... If you allow someone to come in and do your floors,
mm-hmm.
you might give preparation by sweeping first or mm-hmm. moving things around.
Mm-hmm.
So that they have full access, so you can allow a wonderful job to be wrought.
But even then, wouldn't you have to decide in your mind to sweep the floors?
You would. That's in the relaxing dynamic of setting the stage.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That's correct. That is correct. And in that place, it would be both in, because it would be silly to have someone come and mop your floor and then you decide to sweep them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because that's logical progression.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which comes into play very often, but sometimes when someone has a dynamic that's bigger, they sometimes might get it crossed up a bit. Mm-hmm. Let's say if they were building some type of contraption that was going to create something and they didn't know mm-hmm. they're supposed to sweep before they mop the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to make it work every single time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so in terms of the space in the mind, does that bring into play what the labyrinth of the mind is doing to allow or not allow this to happen?
Well, you always allow. You always allow, one way or the other. In the duality of the notion,
mm-hmm.
you always allow, but it's like, is it going to be an easy allow or a painful allow?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're talking about in your mind, something can be allowed, that is, outcomes, meaning you've done it a million times before, and you allow the pot to boil at this level.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it boils over, and then you grab it so it doesn't make a mess and you burn your hand. Well, you also have to allow that.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't what you were trying to allow to take place.
Mm-hmm.
But that default reality sometimes comes into the play of, as we've done definition with relax, you're able to adjust intrinsically based on the new right this hot second reality.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make a difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you realize you made a nice pun there.
Yes.
Okay. Is do we go forward on this think, or do we go back to definitions?
not yet. You got the basis of it, but there's a little bit there's a let's go back and do your definitions that you've already done again, and let's see if we've added any illumination to this posternation.
God. I know words are never enough, so we have to invent them.
Of course. That's how you got the ones you have. You
Invention.
allow them. Good.
We
Very
think
good.
them.
Very good. And therefore, and then you make space for them. And when you make space for them and relax and be okay, well, Google can mean that. Okay, good. And then you allow Google to mean that, then next thing you know, it does.
Right. So with the first couple of definitions of think as a transitive verb, it's to assign as a share or suitable amount, bracket as of time or money. Example, allow an hour for lunch. Part B, to reckon as a deduction or an addition. Example, allow a gallon for leakage. Two, to be of the opinion, colon, think. This B part, which we didn't do yet, is a dialect, colon, say or state. And part C, to express an opinion usually used with as, how, or that. Three, intend or plan. Four, admit or concede. Example, must allow that money causes problems in marriage. Five, permit. Example, doesn't allow people to smoke in his home. Part B of that, to forbear or neglect, to restrain or prevent. Example, allow the dog to roam. And then there's intransitive verb. Will I go on?
Well, that's enough from that place because it opens up. It sort of cycles what people think it means, but you've already added many more dynamics that they hadn't considered
Right.
already. Okay, so now what does a let's just see how we've gotten so far. For you, what does allow mean?
Well, the what I get from it so far is that it's almost like in order to allow something, the thinking I have about what I'm allowing, I want to be aligned with it.
Okay, and if you don't, does it inhibit the manifestation?
No, it'll
Okay.
occur, but it won't
Please.
necessarily be, yeah.
It won't please you. That's it. That's it. You can allow. You. Everyone understands when we say, "You're so free, you can choose bondage."
Oh, yeah.
Everybody thinks, "Wow, yeah, we really are marvelous creators. We're that free." But you have that power to allow it. Why would you have? Why would you want that power? Well, because that's part of you don't pick and choose your power. You want all power. And that's the allow part of making space regarding or cleans up when we say take no action until you've asked and answered the question, is or is not this the fastest path to my joy? Now, if it shows up and you make a wonderful soup and it gives you a bellyache, that's okay. You just had too much. But you can deal with that. But now when you get to a larger thing, let's start a war with a country, that's allowed as well. You see? So when you take it to a bigger dynamic, all of a sudden you go, well, that's just silly. Don't go starting a war until you've worked out the issues. But yes, you can allow invasion.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can allow them to get gas chambers and take all the Nazis. The Nazis take all the Jews and melt them, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. smoke them out. Mm-hmm. And that was allowed. Takes on a very different dynamic now when you're talking about taking your power. It's one thing to take a whole bunch of people's lives, but it's another thing to convince a whole bunch of people to drink the Kool-Aid
mm-hmm.
of their own free will.
Say that again.
It's one thing to take and hem up a bunch of people and shove them in a gas chamber
yeah.
and exit them. It's another thing to get them to convince them to drink the Kool-Aid of their own free will.
Mm-hmm.
And we say, what's the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Outcome's the same, dynamics the same, results is the same. Well, no. One would be attempted murder, and the other would be murder. Well, isn't that interesting? Sometimes murder isn't murder when they can't find the body.
Okay, let's not go down.
Well, but we're the reason we're going that far is because people think this is explaining finally when people have something, humans have something in their experience that don't please them,
uh-huh.
a less than place,
uh-huh.
how they got the less than place.
Uh-huh.
And the largest cause for suicide on your planet today is they allow something into their experience that they can't take.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What do you mean? The largest cause for suicide, they allow something into their experience that they can't take, but aren't you always saying that's the fastest path to their joy, so it's what they want?
It is, but not necessarily until it arrives. You want something in your experience, but you don't know if it's going to please you till it gets there. Order that dress and let it come in and see how it looked great in the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You tried it on, you wanted a different size, and when it got there, it doesn't look right on you. What changed? Get it home and try it on and go, what was I thinking?
Okay, so let's go into this then. Using the example you gave, you said it's one thing to take people and shove them in a gas chamber. But the people who are being shoved, aren't they choosing to be in that gas chamber? According
yes,
to Fasica.
Yes. But they describe that as an atrocity. See, they blame Hitler and they blame the Nazis for the eradication of an entire race or the try-to-ing of it.
Mm-hmm.
When, in enlightened, it was no different than them choosing to drink the Kool-Aid of their own free will.
Okay, I see. Mm-hmm.
Some survive, but now Hebrew people by nature, this is not a foreign concept for them.
Mm-hmm.
The naysayers that were in the desert for 40 years, all of the naysayers had to die before they could go to the promised land. It was a 3-day trip by
mm-hmm.
foot.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't an atrocity.
Mm-hmm.
God didn't kill all those Hebrews.
Mm-hmm. So are you saying that the Jewish people have this notion that they have to suffer?
Apparently.
Are you saying that?
Yes, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
This falls into the quantitative definition of allow. Otherwise it wouldn't be.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that takes the dynamic of allow as think.
Mhm. Mhm. And.
But they'll wave their fist now and say never again.
So when allow as think is in the mind of someone who's up against a gas chamber, what are they thinking?
That this now has run up on them again because they've not asked and answered the question thoroughly. Or considered the dynamic of, or sought out the inflection of their bliss to a point where they just give up, meaning mm-hmm. they just say, I've had enough, I can't fight anymore, I'm done. How many people have you witnessed transition that go, I'm good. I don't want any more of your pills. I don't want any more of your stuff. I'm good.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm done. And that's the point.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise they hang around.
Yeah, my own mother said that when, you know, she did have options and she had driven for the Cancer Society for years and driving people back and forth to their appointments
right.
and just
right.
saw them all wither away and die. And she said,
sick as dogs,
yeah,
throwing up in the car and the whole nine yards.
Says, that's not for me. I'm good. Mm-hmm.
Right, right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, that was allowed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No problem. No problem. But that's not what we're talking about. That's the example of the outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's the outcomes of thought anyway, isn't it?
Right.
Okay. Now, let's say something comes from your outer kingdom. I want to develop it just a little bit so we don't get crossways. I mean, I'd like to do my distraction here before we get into the good meat of it.
Okay.
Let's say something comes an email comes, and it's something that's requiring an action from you.
Uh-huh.
Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping your recording clean. Something comes up and you go, well, great. Now we got to deal with this. Well, the only reason that you have to deal with this is because it hadn't already been dealt with.
Uh-huh.
It was relaxed, but it was not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
And then it caused a new action to have to be considered.
Mm-hmm.
And then that action then had to be resifted just as though it was being shuffled for the very first time.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a problem. It worked out perfect. It was no issue. It was no big thing. But it was something that had to be solved from a relax and allow standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Even to the point of considering the possibilities and thinking about other dynamics and every part to see what's going to flow. To just simply say, well, let it work itself out. And it kind of sort of did, didn't it?
Yeah, I guess I don't know what example you're using because they're, you know, it's probably so, it was so
well,
mild that I don't even remember it, but
well, correct, but we don't want to, we want
yeah.
you to be able to use your recording in
I know.
Whole.
Yeah. Okay,
what,
so.
What, is it a haunting in Connecticut? Wasn't that a movie?
Yeah, it's okay. I enjoy that one. Okay, good.
So, that's fun, because it wasn't huge, but it was something that did have to be considered. Or had to be thunk.
But when you said it wasn't dealt with the first time, it was dealt with the first time as a temporary measure,
now,
and then
now think about that. I'll go this far and no further. I won't solve it. I won't get it completed. I'll take it this far and then I can let it be until I have to deal with it again. And then we did.
Right. But it's like that was,
it's stages, and it's not a problem.
Yeah, stages. Solution, right.
Well, that you will allow.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now, that was a tiny little nothing thing. And we're not being cheeky, but we're just trying to make the point so you can regurgitate this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if you take it now, let's go to a new dynamic where somebody's got a gun to your head.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have time to lay it to the side until you can, well, go ahead and shoot, or go ahead and nod. I haven't decided. I haven't considered. This probably isn't the fastest path to my joy, so I'm going to take no action. So, you know what? You marvelous creator, do your damnedest. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Tear it up. I'm good. And then when I relax and allow, and I ask and answer the question, is or is not this the fastest path to my joy, we'll see how this comes out. But instead what happens, the immediacy of the issue of time kicks in,
mm-hmm.
And then you got to make a decision this red hot second.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give the mugger your pocketbook or whatever,
mm-hmm.
so they don't shoot you in the head.
Mm-hmm.
But you got no guarantee that that's not going to be the outcome anyway.
All right.
Except for the dynamic of your ability to allow, to think.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the prognosis of the diagnosis.
except for your ability to...
to think. Which you've already said is allowed. See how we wrapped it back around?
Yeah, so you're thinking there, and you just think, okay, you think what's... you take in all what's going on, you snapshot it, you look into the person's eyes, see how, you know, how much...
Well, here's what you're saying, and we don't want to interrupt because your words are perfect. But inevitably, your first gut reaction is to react. And we say, we can't push against that. Well, yes, we can. We are. Right here, right now, we're going to push against it. You're reacting before you've had it. You've allowed an act to act.
Yes, yeah.
There you go. That's how, that's what they call, what do they call it when they have domestic violence? You react before you act. If you'd act, then you wouldn't have opportunity to react.
Right.
So, therefore, the knee-jerk responses that many people gauge their experience on, which they would have the opportunity to act upon... but they don't. They let it become a great big thing to where there's a deadline. But now all of a sudden, well, what is it I'm thinking about you that's causing me to go across ways of my bliss? Well, and then you blame this world as you know it for your issue. Because you find yourself in this crossways place of pushing against or less than-ness or any other ism you'd like to add. But as we've played with this just a dab, you see, it starts to come pretty clean. Really.
Pretty what? Sorry?
Clean. Clean from a point of understanding. So now all of a sudden we say relax and allow, all of a sudden allow means think. And we aren't even through with the defining of the word yet. And it's already very, very, very vastly different, is it not? Okay, let's take a business opportunity, if you'd like.
Okay.
Now we're not killing you with examples, we're just chatting, so you can have dynamics that will cause you to ask more questions.
Sure.
Because we want to develop this, but we got it. Okay, you have a desire. Okay? And let's say the desire is to have something into your creation. Invent something, make something, pick something. But you have your crossways of it. Let's say you're going to make something that's handy in wartime. And you can make a lot of money on it. But you don't want to be in war. So you certainly don't want to empower the warmongers to be able to kill everybody else who can't have this thing and make them come in power. We can't really help it anyway, but beyond that, you've got to consider that process. So I've relaxed and this has come into my proximity, my gaze, but it hasn't been thoroughly allowed, meaning I'm not sure if I want this way. Now you see, you're having a different conversation. Because that's different. That dynamic is not being completed or considered. So now you get to the one stage of getting crossways before it becomes a manifestation. Well, what if you allow it to be manifested, it goes into production, and then you have this revelation of, uh-oh, this is helping the bad guys. Okay, so we always laughingly say, please do your regretting beforehand. But that's not even important when it gets to the larger place, because the larger place includes the completion and then adjusting as it's being manifested and is manifest. So you actually get a little latitude to twist with it a bit.
You said that in the larger place includes the completion? What was that?
Yes, to complete the manifestation and then decide it wasn't suits you.
But when you're saying the larger place, you mean what would be good to do in your thinking and in your relaxing, allowing, is consider everything.
Well, but yes, but then that's action. So if you could just relax with it first and go with that defining word, mm-hmm, before the allowing kicks in,
mm-hmm, oh, right,
it may help you, because then you get to consider, well, like with any action, if I do this, this could happen, and this could happen, and this could happen. Well, in the worst case scenario, can I live with it, yes or no? Well, if I can, okay, good, then go void your bladder. But if I can't, then don't, even though it becomes not so easy. but you can wait until it does.
Right. I might have already asked that, but is allow equivalent to action?
Nope. No, it isn't. And that's the thing. That's what people think, that they have to find a way to allow. To allow is not it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Allow is nothing other than what you say is think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And like I say, we haven't even finished the conversation yet.
Okay, good. Very good. Excellent.
Good. And see, now it becomes a much more sorted conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about. People think allow as a conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
And nowhere in your definition has that been the case yet.
Mm-hmm.
You allow an extra gallon for evaporation, mm-hmm, or leakage, but it hasn't leaked yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is where, you know, one of our clients said something. She had a revelation about, oh, you mean it's not relax and ignore.
Correct.
And what we're saying here about allow and think is, ignore is almost like you don't think about it. But
well, that's what Bob does. That's what Bob does, and that works.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the canonical from where he's asking or finds himself in that place of wonderment.
Mm-hmm.
We don't mean as in wonderful. We mean wonder is I don't know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
That, and that's good, because he's not going to give any attention much anyway.
So you're saying Bob does relax and ignore.
Well, he can. He does, until it comes into a dynamic that he's got to solve.
Uh-huh.
And so, and he'll play with it until it's solvable.
Uh-huh.
Or, well, nah, we haven't done that, and the next thing you know, it shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's allowing. It's just maybe the way you format the disk before you start the download.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what Bob's talking about is formatting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so his would be relax, format, allow.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't say it that way, and it confuses other humans, and that's why we always point out that Bob's different.
Mm-hmm.
Because he adds an extra step.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a problem. There's no issue. There is no issue. But see, that's what he has. Guess what? Wait for the punchline. Here it is. That's what he's allowed. Now, allowed is past tense.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Easy now, Trigger. We're having... So now you can have a future allow and a past allow and a present allow.
Hmm.
Now we're starting to get down to the bubble, toil, and trouble.
Hmm.
Okay.
Especially now, since there's no time.
Well, but those are all now. But you look forward to your nows as your future experience. You look forward, mm-hmm, to your nows as your past.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you sieve and re-sieve and stack and re-sack and, well, they said something and it really hurt my feelings. Well, did they really say that? No. Did they really mean that? No. Well, which is it? Is it a truth or is it a lie? And that's why we say there's none of that.
Mm-hmm.
There is no truth. There is no lie.
Mm-hmm.
There just isn't. There can't be. Otherwise, you couldn't change it so quickly. If, mm-hmm, it was set in stone, you couldn't change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm, that so much of the living life dynamic has to do with living truthful or living a lie. And it's just not that way. It's not that way. And we can't just say, forget it, because they won't. And we can't just say, allow it, because they can't. We can't just, you see, we got to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And lay it out so that it can be understood. If it can be understood, then the human creator has the opportunity to find out what relax really means and figure out this allow business and use it to them. But the only reason to know this is so that they can then be empowered to use it to their very best of their knowledge. Now the birds have got it. Okay, now give us some more, definition or defining.
Okay. Then it goes to the intransitive verb. To make a possibility.
That's why we had to wait until we got into that place. Make. Now you're talking about allowing is a thought that creates.
Yes, you're making. And the exempt, they then colon that and have admit and used with of example evidence that allows of only one conclusion. And number two is to give consideration to circumstances or contingencies used with for, and the example allow for expansion.
Ta-da. But what if you don't? Admit or deny?
Well, that can be in your thinking, but it can happen anyway, irregardless.
Bob would even cringe on that one here. Okay. So now we don't want to confuse. So that's understandable, of course. Okay. Now,
you want to go back to, let's go into to make a possibility that about allowing is a creation.
Yes. But it's a thought. And that's what creation is to think. But when if we'd have said that any other way, you'd have said, no. But instead, now all of a sudden, because we allowed future tense permit, past tense reality, future. We have to say this as a future now, because even the way this came about, even the way this came about, Carolyn, was hitting on all three kingdoms.
Oh, yeah.
Even this session. We said it was already done, and it was. We said that it, in your future experience, it will be clearly laid out for you, and it was. And every single one of those dynamics happened within your now. So there is indeed three kingdoms or aspects of ratios of reality. Of reality. You'll want to play with that later, but
well, are the and you're saying the three kingdoms are three realities, and we're always dancing in relationship or ratio of one to the other?
Where some people come along and they live a charmed life. And that everything works out for them. And everything is perfect, and everything flows, and money flows freely and easy to them, and they have perfect health, and everybody loves them. And they just blink at something, and it's in their experience.
And those are the people that are aware of the ratios?
Yes. That is correct. And this isn't a big, huge thing because we haven't used any words that you'd have to be a PhD candidate to calculate the sentence structure, have we?
No, not until that sentence.
Oh, well. But, okay, a PhD candidate. We'll leave it that way.
Yeah, right. So the ratios
made it hard.
No. But just this, there are people that are aware of the ratios. Is it more than being aware of the ratios, or does a person have to regard the ratios or be... No.
There's a business opportunity. I can make some kind of gadget, and I have that power, and it came to me.
Mm-hmm.
We have the technology.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to use it or do we not want to use it?
Mm-hmm.
If we do, then it's just a decision. There's not even an irrationale with it, typically.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you mean it's okay to make money off that even though I'm against what it would be used for?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, see, that comes up with lots of things. People didn't know when they were making Drano that they would be using it as the basis for making crack, crank,
mm-hmm.
and ice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yet it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So does that mean we should put liquid plumber in jail?
Mm-hmm. No, the people that made it, they're evil.
Oh, okay. No, mm-hmm. Okay, very good.
Or not.
but you see, you know, it's kind of like, how often does 222 show up? Well, twice a day. Well, is that the only time? And then when that's the case, then you come back to go, well, wait, no, it's not 222. It's different. It's different. It's not that yet. So even the inspiration of relegating a reality is subordinate to your place of relaxing and allowing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, you said, uh-huh, but we had to get it a little bit out of the woo-woo part. We had to get it something so that the human creators would have something to consider, because it would be too easy, and then they'd be all pissy because it was just too simple, and it's mm-hmm. so easy a caveman can do it. So we had to add a little twist to
it. Yeah, very good.
Within the dynamic of duality, the dynamic duo of duality.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, we keep increasing it by two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now give us a little bit more definition or defining.
I think we've done this.
No, there's more. What does Wikipedia say about allow?
Okay, let me go.
Now, ahead. That's not your favorite, and I know that, but
mm-hmm.
but we might have opportunity to change it.
Okay. Well, they have a Wiktionary now.
Wiktionary.
But because in the Wikipedia, they just go into... books and relationship. Let me see what the Wiktionary shows.
Well, wouldn't this be fun that you could for the first time do an entry into the Wikipedia of what the word allow means?
Yeah, we'll just download the whole tape onto them. So the verb there, yeah, they got six things here, so we get some more fodder.
Yes.
Transitive. To grant, give, admit, accord, afford, or yield, to let one have.
Yes.
So the example.
But now, who is the one? That's our only issue, is who is the one?
Well, I am. You are.
Exactly. It's an individual. It's not not the one of someone else. The one is you.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you can swallow it that way,
mm-hmm.
okay, fine, no problem. But if you can't, throw the whole thing out. But if
right.
you can take that,
so,
then we're good.
I grant, I give, I admit, I accord, I afford, I yield.
Mm-hmm.
I mm-hmm. let myself have.
Permit.
Mm-hmm. And then examples are to allow a servant his liberty, to allow a free passage, to allow one day for rest. He was allowed about 300 pounds a year.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, again, still in the transitive.
Future allowed. He was, past tense, allowed, future tense,
yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now you see that's down. Now you see we cleaned up that whole down with. of time business, even with their own words. Good.
Mm-hmm. He was alone. Number two.
You were a little cheeky, you were a little tricky there.
Mm-hmm. Number two, to acknowledge, to accept as true, to concede, to accede to an opinion.
There you go. See, that's now making an application of truth or dare, or our lies or us, or see, mm-hmm. there you go. And that they can use the word inadvertently to validate the transponded position. And it's just not that way. Because whether you allow or not doesn't make it true or not.
Mm-hmm.
Any more than to disallow doesn't make it a lie. Now see, now that's maybe the best thing yet. But you see, we're radically explaining it from the basis of a false premise of time. So it doesn't hold as much weight as the simple dynamic of the word allow anyway. But we're not trying to undo it, we're just trying to make sure that every possibility is thoroughly, completely covered. So when it gets asked 9 million more times, we can say, go back to this time of spans, when this was already complete, was completed from a future point of your now, and then you can go back to this now, go mm-hmm. back to this now, and validate your position. That would be an example of allowance, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but I think I've gotten myself off track here because I'm trying Good. To take a...
Yeah, no, it's no stand, ask, and flow. But just, you got the words, and that's good enough. Now, do the next definition.
Okay. The examples, though, let's just finish those up. Number two, what the transitive was to acknowledge, to accept as true, to concede, to or to accede to an opinion. Examples, to allow a right, to allow a claim, to allow the truth of a proposition, and the... literature example is, I allow with Mrs. Grundy and most moralists that Miss Newcomb's conduct, .. was highly reprehensible. That's from Thackeray. And that's, it's interesting. It's like they use the literary examples to show the past tense, because that was,
right.
And the other one.
That's how it became changed. Mm-hmm. To be subjugated into the relegation of the meaning that people don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you need non-physical to explain what the etymology of a word you created means?
Mm-hmm.
See, if you start looking at it that way, it becomes a bit nonsensical at the very best.
Mm-hmm.
We're such marvelous creators, we don't even know what the hell we're doing, and yet we're busy at it. And we judge our place and our reality based on that false premise that we already created, because we created it because we had to validate it because of the past experience. Got to come to a place where the future experience, because the future experience of now has to make that word mean that so it can work for me. Oh, but it doesn't work for me. Okay, so then we need to change this rule
mm-hmm.
and bring it back into the place so that that past reality can be undone, so the future knowing of that place of the allocation of the process that can be brought forth into our mind now can be mine and mine alone. Oh, no, you cheeky little human creator. You're not afforded that reality. No. The rules are set. The stage is clear. You've got to play by my rules.
Well, then, since it is English examples, is that then, again, where the printing press has gotten us all crosswise?
Well, but we're not going to give the printing press and Gutenberg and that whole crowd that much power.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, that's the issue. That's passé. They don't even use them anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's old school. It's
mm-hmm.
done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now that done thing is now the reason we are less than.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, boy, that's a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Are we ever going to recover?
Recover? You cover it up so good, then you have to go and recover it.
Mm-hmm.
It should be uncover.
Yes, very good, mm-hmm. very good. So then what happens is, easily. It it reclassifies your transience of your transient verb. That's what it does.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And we're thankful that you ask enough to even get to the details. But now, let's soften it a bit. Make it like butter that's not ice cold and hard and have a degree of rigidity.
Mm-hmm.
Let's soften it just a little bit. And let's see if you want to play with some things to say. When I say allow, or use examples of to allow,
mm-hmm.
that could maybe cross up our words. Or do you have enough of it to suit you?
Well, there's still some... There's still four more things to look at.
Well, come on, let's do those because of that
second
one.
They'll give it, yeah. Number three, to grant, bracket, something as a deduction or an addition, especially to abate or deduct.
Ta-da.
Mm-hmm.
In a betting process,
mm-hmm.
you allow certain evidences to be mm-hmm. unseen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. And their little example is to allow a sum for leakage. So it's like, well, see, is that like creation in by default in the future?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 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 yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you
every single time.
And then you set it up that because you're setting up the possibility, does that mean then it comes closer to creation being created?
Well, it can take a formidable action and make it permittable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, when you say permit, do you mean permittable?
Yes.
Yeah. Got it. Perfect. Yeah, exactly. I love it.
And when you start using it that way, what exactly is your problem again? You see, when you get to this place, what's the problem? Well, there's not a problem. Oh, yes, there is. Well, the only problem is the one that you bothered to relax regarding and then allowed.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then you're upset about it. And then you want non-physical to clean it up. Well, non-physical hears action and says, you did that already. How'd that work for you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want to be happy, okay? Can you allow it? No. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then I guess you'll be less than until you can be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or any dynamic. Let's say they go after you. Let's say the government goes after you. Let's say the world goes after you. Let's just pick something. The ants have come after you. The beasts have come after you. And you have a fear of sharks. And then and it just really, 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 really rages and you're knowing. Well, then guess what happens? That shark's not interested in you for its lunch.
Mm-hmm.
But you get out there flailing about and you actually throw yourself into the mouth of the shark, and he's like, ooh, this wretched being isn't even seasoned.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, kind of like, well, bleh, I'll chew you up, but I'm going to spit you out of my mouth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the shark didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't do it. You allowed it. And the activation of your fear set it into motion.
Mm-hmm.
And then got the only answer to the question, is this or is this not the fastest path to your joy? Every other dynamic seems to be eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's
the courts of the land would serve them well to engage this, because if the system isn't working as it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a great line, though. The activation of fear set it in motion.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me a little bit as a sidebar, because so many people have a lot of pain, chronic pain for whatever reason. Can you just give me something for them about their pain?
Yes. There's something horribly wrong, but I can't put my finger on it.
Mm-hmm.
There's something horribly wrong that I can't deal with.
Mm.
This is getting bigger than I am. I can't relax with this. my body is in a knot. I can't find any relaxation in my world. I'm restless. The pain is excruciating because it's the only experience that I allow, permit, draw conclusion regarding. Remember those definitions. That become evidentiary in my beingness. So, therefore, it has to have a response. Let's get this over with. I may not like it, but at least it'll be over. Good. Well, that's good. Over is better than... Over is better than disallow. Now, let's take it down to the other side of those folks. Now, that's pain. Now, why is it, Carolyn, that people can lose everything they got? Now, look at it. Look at, get your numbers, get your little eye box, and start running the historical reference of research of statistics. The people that are the most successful, what you call the most successful, by and large, maybe not every single time, but mostly every single time, they come to the place where they've lost everything. They have nothing to lose. When they come to the place they have nothing to lose, they have everything to gain. Because anything beyond nothing to lose is more than nothing to lose.
Right. Yeah.
Well, now you say right, but those are the ones that are running your damn industries.
Yeah.
The most best disconnected ones are the ones in charge.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, we don't know bad, so...
I know.
Okay. The most successful neurosurgeons are the ones that screwed up the most.
Wow.
Well, then you say, wow, but how do they get to practice? And see, I've seen so many bodies. I didn't help many of them, but I've seen so many bodies. I'm the resident expert that's allowed on your case. And I may not do you any good, but I've had so much vast experience that you've got a little more than a 50-50 shot with me. If your HMO covers me out of PPO capitation.
Okay, let's finish up the definitions of allow.
Sorry, we couldn't resist
that. I know.
But that's also allowance as well.
Right. Well, I'm allowing myself to rein you in.
Good girl.
Transitive, again, to grant, license to permit, to consent to. Examples, to allow a son to be absent and smoking allowed only in designated areas.
Yes.
So,
it's allowed, but it's then designated. So it really isn't allowed.
Yeah, it's a default and,
it's designated.
And control. Yeah.
It's designated, and in the designation, that becomes a only in this occurrence is that okay. This far and no further. And those are degrees of separation.
All right.
Oh, I've got a funny story from JW that's just great fun. He had a client, a dear friend, but he enjoyed tobacco. Just lots of it, apparently. And he went to his office, and he was one of the few that really didn't have to have an appointment. He could just sort of pop by, and schedules were cleared, and things were changed. Just because he never abused it. It was just always appropriate, you see. Well, he was allowed in, asked if he wanted something to drink, which was the custom. And then he just took out his tobacco and lit it up. And of course, JW's secretary and receptionist says, sir. They didn't want to piss him off, but, I mean, it was a state law. You can't smoke in public buildings or even in private buildings where the public has access. You just can't do it. Well, he just looked and smiled and said, well, go get me an ashtray. Well, they were thinking, okay, he's going to yield. We'll go get him an ashtray and he'll put it out.
Right.
So they go get him an ashtray, and actually a very nice one, and he just flipped ashes in the ashtray and said, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And continued enjoying his tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then finally they got a little huffy. Of course, J.W. did not say one word. It was just perfectly fine. It didn't make any difference. It was, you know, in the span of things, who cared?
Mm-hmm.
But they were making an issue of it.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, his response was, well, it seems like if I'm going to allow you to take my power regarding my own beingness, those were his words,
mm-hmm.
he said, honey, here's what I think you need to do. You go on and call the police
mm-hmm.
and have them come arrest me. But don't worry, by the time they get around to getting here, I'll probably send you to the store after me some more cigarettes.
mm-hmm.
And that's how he said it. And guess what they did? Mm-hmm. They put the ashtray on the corner of J.W.'s desk and left him the hell alone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because for him, it wasn't a question.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, he apologized if he was negotiating anybody's generosity. And, of course, J.W. was just laughing. He fell on the floor laughing. He thought it was the most funny thing he'd ever seen in his life. But this one little perp came in and undid all of the law and dared him to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it works itself out. It works itself out. It's not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. And then so the less energy that an individual human could use to push against
mm-hmm.
someone's activity or even their notion of thinking or well-being becomes a fruitless exercise and agility of suppressing your power over someone else's.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but I guess they could have gotten a gun and said, we'll shoot you in the head, and then he would have said, well, go ahead, but let me finish my smoke first. You know, if you're going to kill me, I might as well enjoy my tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
And likely for him, he probably could have. But so you can always take it to the nth degree and go on and on and on. But that's the exception, not the rule.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Right. Well, we have so many rules now that...
Well, you have rules about rules. We mm-hmm. even have rules. We have rules. Did Bob tell you the rules? Yes. What are the rules? The rules are that there are no rules. Well, that's mm-hmm. still a rule.
Right, right.
So you even got rules about non-rules.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not necessarily an issue, but the point we use to make that is that if you can find a way that helps you to know there's no rules,
mm-hmm.
if it helps you to find a place to relax, and then if you can figure out what the word allow means, then all of a sudden, the cares of life have no choice but to grow strangely dim.
Right. Right. And the next definition of, in the intransitive, is to let something happen, to admit or to concede.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like the J.W. story.
Yeah,
they finally let him happen. They let him. They conceded to him, so they were finally allowing.
Right, but he wasn't offering any other opportunity anyway.
Right. Now, in a different situation, if there was a rule, I mean, J.W. might just as easily have said, "Oh, okay, that's fine. I'm done with my smoke anyway." But you know, it's not he. What I'm trying to say is he doesn't necessarily have a rule about if someone is trying to place a rule on him, then he's going to fight against it.
Well, maybe, or at least subjugate it down to make sure that it wasn't J.W., it was his client who was engaging.
Oh, yes, sure, yeah.
But the same thing is true for J.W., because he, when they say you have a time, you know, time's up, it's a time limit, this can't be this. This is going to happen to you, blah, 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 blah. He just very easily won't have it most times.
Mm-hmm.
And even to his own hurt, apparently, it's okay with him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which kind of becomes nonsensical, because it would be like, all you have to do is file a piece of paper, and then everything is good. Well, great. No problem filing this piece of paper, but not because you say I have to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, then let's just play this out and we'll see.
Right.
Power reigns supreme.
Right.
Well, we'll do bad things to you. Well, I do bad things to me too. His word. So, you know, there's nothing you could do to be worse than what he could do to himself.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Now all of a sudden it takes it, it almost lightens it up because it's kind of like, well, damn, we got him cornered up and hemmed up and he still won't play right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, we've called the firing squad, they're working it out, and he's okay with it because he figures he's not ready to go anyway and they'll miss.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how are we going to work this out? What do we do? Same issue with the dogma of the Christian church.
Mm-hmm.
They're so mortally afraid of anything that has to any conjecture outside of them being in power or control.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Same way with your government.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they're in control, they'll do. They know what's best for you, and they'll let you know. But what you're finding is that the human creators are coming into their power, and they're not having it. Do you understand that in this world, this is for your conspiracy theorist, Carolyn?
Okay.
That even in your